Every year about this time, the Pacific Northwest really starts paying attention to the amount of snow in the mountains. It lets us know how much water we'll have this summer for fish, agriculture, and people. Most of Washington has had above average snow this winter, but the situation gets more dicey the farther south you travel. About half of Oregon is experiencing moderate drought already, and it looks like the Klamath Basin is once again going to be a focal point of water conflict in the west. Jess Burns of EarthFix begins the story near the top of Mount Ashland.
Siobhan Haynes tromps into a small, quiet clearing in the woods and drops a black pack into the knee-deep snow. He pulls out a snow sampler, two lengths of worn metal pipe, and screws them together.
I've dubbed it Excalibur because when it's put together, it looks like a large sword. And Excalibur is the only sword I really know the name of.
Haynes works as the Jackson County Watermaster. He plunges Excalibur into a fresh patch of snow.
So we got a depth of 29 and a half.
And then weighs it to figure out the density, or just how much water it contains.
It's definitely less than last year, and less than normal.
This late season snow near the Oregon-California border will feed the Klamath Basin. It's been welcome, but the snowpack is still less than half of normal. Scott White of the Klamath Water Users Association advocates for the basin's farmers.
The writing, I think, at this point is on the wall. There are going to be shortages this year. I mean, even if it kept snowing and snowing and snowing, it's going to stop and there's not going to be enough water to go around.
Drought is not new here in the Klamath Basin. There's been a governor-declared drought 10 of the past 16 years. But White says this year is different. The federal programs that subsidize farmers to idle land and pump groundwater in the past are gone, and a bill that would have given irrigation districts more flexibility to move water around didn't get play this session in the Oregon legislature.
My message to the public was, hey, you guys really need to start thinking about what you're going to be doing on farm. You know, what are your operations going to look like this year? You need to be thinking about this on your own. Don't plan on getting saved.
At a meeting in late February, Klamath County commissioners did what they could. They voted to ask the state for yet another drought declaration, estimating $500 million in losses. Commissioner Donnie Boyd spoke in favor of the move.
Hopefully we can help get some government assistance to keep our agricultural community alive in 2018.
Of course, in the Klamath Basin, agriculture is only part of the story. The other big piece is fish, and fish need water too. Klamath River salmon runs continue to struggle with disease and high water temperatures. Last year, a big chunk of the West Coast closed to commercial salmon fishing because of historically low ocean forecasts. And now the river's spring Chinook could be added to the endangered species list. Higher in the basin, the Klamath tribes intend to sue for better protection of endangered suckerfish. Klamath Tribe's chairman, Don Gentry, says they need federal managers to hold more water in Upper Klamath Lake.
The current trajectory for our fish, basically, they'll be going extinct in the next 5-10 years unless something very serious takes place.
This year will be the first bad water year since a long-negotiated water-sharing compromise fell apart after Congress failed to authorize it. Oregon politicians are pushing the federal government to step up. But in the meantime, without the common ground of a compromise deal on the table, Gentry says relationships between farmers, tribes, and other water users have become strained.
It's kind of pushed us in a corner. And that's one thing that we have in common. We're all pushed into a corner.
And this year's drought promises to test the Klamath Basin in a way it hasn't been tested in decades. I'm Jess Burns reporting.